Begin the test the master begins with the Gemara. There they already punished from him. So therefore that's why it's not counted as one of the things that he should have lost his malucha for. So it's Taisha Temer to wonder. Minolan, from where do we know the level is in Beroin, non Rishval Urya? How do you know that that punishment wasn't also because of Urya? It's possible that's why the sons of David died. Well, also because of causing the death of Urya. So then how could you say David b'shtayim alos loy? It wasn't b'shtayim. It was b'echad, just like Shaul, because that of Urya he was punished for already, just like you answered for Bathsheba. So Tais says, if somebody could say is no, but legsiv elam from the fact that the pasuk only says v'sakiv so yishalim, that for the lamb, which is a reference to that of Bathsheba. For that, he's going to pay. So you see that all those punishments were for Bathsheba, and not for that of the death of Uriah. And therefore, that he was not punished for that, and therefore he should have lost the Malucha because of that. Blade more about the Chesibar Basayim. It says that he had to pay fourfold. Nainu Avera Achas, because of one sin. Nainu Gilarais, because of that story with Bathsheba. Because the Itar Atavayev was going on the husband of Uriah too. A Gilarais to Bathsheba Shvichas Nam Uriah, and that's why Nenesh Beyeled Amnon Betom of Absalom, and Ken Moishimar Basayim, then he didn't pay fourfold because it's two that you're doing four, which is only double, and it's only for one thing, and then this four punishments would be fourfold. So obviously, it was only going on Bathsheba, not on the death of Uriah. Next says, Master, that begins with the Gemara, Shish Chadosh Mitzrayim, David v'chulu, for 6 months, David was in Taras, and therefore was already that he was punished, not only in his children, but also in his body. So says, Timothy, it's a wonder to me that if David was punished with Taras, you're saying was because of the chet of Bathsheba, so it wasn't just the children, it was also in his body. So again, if that's the case, show me your smab asayim. Then it was more than fourfold because it was a fifth thing of the tzaras. And the pasuk only says it was fourfold. But more of a dimamai than the tzareya, maybe actually the tzaras was hayin b'shmamai sidoria was because of Uriah. And therefore then he was punished for Uriah. So why saying David b'shtayim was not b'shtayim because he got punished for Uriah. Or yinami, or you could say that im tzareya b'shmul b'sheba, that okay, so then you're right. If the Taras was because of Bathsheba, then maybe the Charbinach didn't say one of the other ones, the Yelad of Amnon, Betom, and Absalom, is for Uriah, because like we said, because only four should be for Bathsheba, and that's five. So Menon, the Lord, and the Special Uriah. How do you know that there was no punishment because of Uriah? That he's saying he should have lost the Malucha for that. And the other one that we mentioned. Yes, what you could say is, the fact that the pasuk says, that him you killed with the sword of the people of Ammon, but the Shinpei, the Gedush, the Gemara, Gedush, and Gimlam, and Alphix Pounds. That, what do you mean? What do you compare to the sword of the people of Ammon? That Macher, Bnei Ammon, just like the swords of the people of Ammon, that if they killed Jewish people, you're not going to get punished because it wasn't you, it was the people of Ammon. You're not going to get punished for that. So you see that he was not punished for the death of Uriah. And therefore, that answers the last two questions, that obviously that there was no punishment for Uriah. And again, because of that, he should have lost the Malucha. Now, Mashak Chisi says, and this that he asked him, again, if that's the case, I'm like, train my Basim, so what are you going to do then? I mean, all five was because of Bathsheba, and it says only fourfold. So there's a few approaches. Maybe the punishment of Amnon and Tamar are really considered one punishment because Avshalom killed Amnon as revenge because of the story with Tamar. Or you could say the Tamar of Mashin Tzareya. That what happened with Tamar and the tzas that he has, that's b'chad chashuv, that's considered as one punishment, because the Leidom HaLachmin, it's not compared to all the other three, the Yelad of the child who died, the Amnon and the Avshalom Shemesu, that's all that they died. Of Tamar Lavamesa, it's just that she was violated and that she didn't die, so therefore that would be just like a halfway, so to together with that of the tzas. Void more with the Basi Fastayer, so she wasn't even really his regular daughter. It was that of this daughter of Yafastayer that he had taken in the wartime. So again, therefore that's why and be a little bit less, and therefore it would be only together with the Taras as one. Now, Oma, and this that shouldn't Tareshish Chadoshim, that we're not considering that as a whole punishment itself, it's only in combination with that of Tamar, that it was Taras of 6 months, because, yeah, Kivin Shin Tzara, but since he was healed, again, it's not the equivalent of all the other three. Therefore, you could say that these two, the Taras and the Torah story Tamar, Chad Chashim was considered as one, and therefore it was only fourfold and not that of five. The next test master begins with the Gemara by Rav. Rav says, "Kibud Dov Lashon Hara," but Dov was Mekabel Lashon Hara. So why isn't that another one? And the Gemara addresses that question. This that we didn't ask from another. From this of the sin of David, that he said Shira on the downfall of Shaul. Kadisa Perkim, like he must have gone up to sign of a base. She going with David, an error of David, as Shaul Hashem, that he sang to Hashem on Dibri Kush, Benyamini, on the words of Kush, Benyamini, referring to Shaul. So there was another sin, and he wasn't punished for that. So why are you saying it's only Rishtaim and not Bishalish? So it says, Hashem, what you could say is a Hikish Gaga Hashem. That was considered like a mistake, like an error. Like it says, the whole thing, she going with David, which is a term of Shagaga, and not considered like a real sin. The reason for that is a person does not get possessed to get grabbed, to get punished for his pain, because Shaul was chasing after David to kill him, and the fact that he sang when Shaul was something happened to Shaul is, although it is inappropriate, but ultimately his life was in danger, and the fact that he sang in that situation is not so incriminating, and therefore that's why it was not considered by the Gemara as one of the things that should have been something that he did wrong, that he should have lost his melucha.